I'm Assistant News Director Nathan Cones with your Week in Review for Sunday, January 12th, 2020. These are the top headlines from the past week. At number 10, two people were injured, one of them being airlifted to a hospital following a head-on collision near Mapleton on Monday. The details of that accident can be found online at 1380kcim.com. At number 9, the Iowa Department of Natural Resources has issued another warning after a man fell through the ice on Brushy Creek Lake. There's been an unusual number of ice-related incidents in Iowa the last few weeks, most of that due to thinner-than-usual ice due to an uncharacteristically warm past few weeks. At number 8, some Westside farmers must pay a penalty for failing to comply with a manure management reporting. They have been issued a citation for that and will be placed and monitored for compliance. At number 7, a Kemper graduate is interviewing for the Iowa Supreme Court vacancy left after the death of Justice Mark Cady in November. Matt McDermott, the Kemper grad, interviewed on Tuesday and has been identified as a finalist of three in the selection for that vacancy. Governor Kim Reynolds has 30 days to announce which of the three she will be choosing. At number 6, Carroll County Public Health has announced their new director. Nikki Schwering took over at the beginning of the year and is finishing out about her first week in the office. She replaces Marcia Schaefer, who had been directing the office for the past 8 years. At number 5, trial information was filed Monday against a Carroll man accused of sexual abuse. 35-year-old Shane Michael McFarland entered not guilty pleas to those charges and is scheduled for trial in later this year. At number 4, a Carroll supervisor calls on the community to help support the child care center right across the street from Walgreens. Of course, this time of the year, very busy for the supervisors with a lot of financial requests coming in from nonprofit organizations. Dean Shetler has called on the business community to help out the child care center, largely due to the fact that they're the ones who are benefiting from it. At number 3, Carroll County Treasurer Jean Seidel has announced she will be resigning her position effective July 1st. The reasoning behind that announcement were not made immediately clear, but again, Carroll County Treasurer Jean Seidel will be finishing up on July 1st. At number 2, Manning residents speak out to the grocery store owner after he and Democratic candidate Tom Steyer discussed the closure. Nick Graham, owner of the grocery store in Manning, is closing it about a year after he opened it, claiming low profit margins. You can find some more details, a lot of interesting stuff on that available at 1380kcim.com. And then finally, our top story from the past week, the suspect behind some vandalism at the Carroll Middle School has been identified as a male Carroll Middle School student. Identity of the suspect, of course, not released, but between $2,000 and $10,000 was done after the student damaged key card readers and put epoxy into locks in an attempt to get school canceled. And that wraps up your Week in Review. I'm Nathan Cones reporting.